Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hour number three of the program. We are halfway through the marathon that is the Fan After Dark. We get a full 4 hours with you guys. We don't always get that during Ranger season, so we got to appreciate these moments. Really connect with each other. And that's what we're doing here on the Fan After Dark. Blake Elliott, Fred Davis, and our guy, new guy, Jake Degenerate. Jake, behind the glass, making sure we sound crispy with all your guys' calls, with all the new audio we're playing. So I want you at home that's listening to remember the producers. They do a lot of the hard work behind the scenes that you guys don't see. You just see the finished product of when we start the show. So they do a lot of hard work getting everything crispy for us and making everything aligned. Speaking of crispy, that is exactly what the Packers have been doing right now. Haven't been able to watch the game too intensely, but from the couple times I've glanced over, 14-3.
Just missed a field goal.
Missed field goal by the Commanders. Just not looking good for Dan Quinn and the NFC East rival for the Dallas Cowboys. Things are not going how we wanted, though. We wanted Washington to win, therefore making Green Bay's draft pick
better
for us.
Well, you're feeling okay. You picked him to win yesterday.
Did I?
Green Bay.
I did. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You picked him to cover.
But I would rather my cover be wrong and the Cowboys get a better draft pick.
No, you want your cover to be right, so that way you can talk smack.
What if that means the Cowboys get a bad draft pick?
They'll lose. I mean, because here's
they'll
the thing.
They'll lose a game at some point in the season.
Well, here's the deal. You're okay. They can still... No, actually, never mind. Continue.
I mean, every game they win, the draft pick's getting worse.
Yeah. And I think we're starting
we're
to realize...
We're talking about them making the NFC Championship.
I think we're starting to... I mean, I've got them going to the Super Bowl.
So we're getting the 31st overall pick for Micah Parsons.
Yeah. More than likely.
And maybe the 27th pick the next year?
Real quick, I know we're getting ready to talk some CD and Dak. If... Jaden Daniels hasn't looked great in this game so far. Are we?
Jaden Daniels hasn't looked good.
What's the panic level going to be? I mean, they've got 3 points. Yeah, right.
I haven't watched. I don't know if he's missing reads or if it's bad play calling. So I don't.
It looks like part of the. I mean, it could be too. Just the defense.
He's 11 of 8. He's 11 of 18.
Yeah.
61 yards. Excuse me.
Not great.
Obviously no touchdowns or interceptions. A 67 quarterback rating. 3 carries for 14 yards.
Yeah.
I just think,
or is Green Bay's defense just really that good?
It's starting to look like Green Bay's defense is good because they shut down Detroit last week.
I mean, Jared Goff looked horrible last week.
And you got a completely different offense this week. A mobile quarterback. Yeah. Couldn't be two different offenses as far as what the quarterbacks are like.
Right.
Jaden Daniels and Jared Goff, but same result of the offense not being able to move the football. And they shut down Jahmyr Gibbs running the ball. Yeah, I told you guys, do not play JCM or Eckler this week. Jacrosky Merritt, 4 carries for 17 yards. Eckler, 4 carries for 11 yards.
Yeah. Ball knower.
That's why you listen to Fancy Starting Sits on Wednesdays.
Commanders, well, on the flip side of that, though, from the 972, the Commanders have missed 2 field goals.
Okay. So we saw one.
It should be 14-9.
Jordan Love for Green Bay, 14 of 19 for 239 yards.
Ballin'! Dan Quinn, fraud.
who's not a fraud, Degenerate Jake, who's got some beautiful audio they just cut up and sent it out to everyone here at The Fan. Let's hear what Dak and CeeDee had to say, Degenerate Jake.
Yeah, let's get a rock and a roll. And Dak was asked what his view on his overall dominance over the New York Giants has been over the past six seasons. This was his answer.
Hope to keep that going. That's the plan. Studying, preparing, doing everything in my power to make sure that I'm prepared to keep that going.
Quick question for Blake.
Okay.
When you're in one of those scrums, and post game is a little bit different, but when a player makes kind of a goofy joke and everybody kind of like that corny laugh right there
at the beginning of the clip.
Do you partake in the corny laugh as well? Or are you locked in and you're not laughing?
Two answers.
Okay.
If I am close to the player, now I don't mean as far as personality. I mean
in proximity.
If he could see me laugh, I might throw a little. And you can only see that if you're on the Dallas fan cam. But if he can't see me, if I'm kind of in the back and I'm just reaching my arm in there, no, I'm not going to giggle. Because it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
When was the last time a football player cracked a joke and it was actually funny?
It's really just kind of more of their off-kilter.
It's just them
remarks.
It's only when a football player says something off script. Like, it's not PR.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Like, that wasn't funny. Play that one more time.
Here it comes. Hope to keep that going. That's the plan. Studying, preparing, doing everything in my power to make sure that I'm prepared to keep that going.
I mean, what's funny about that?
I guess the Giants.
I'm just asking.
I mean, the Giants are a laughing stock to him.
Right?
I think, he lost two games ever? And they were both his rookie year, I want to say. That's the only two. He's 13-0 since his rookie year against the Giants.
Just mops the floor with him.
What else you got for us, Jake?
Yes, we all saw that video of CeeDee Lamb coming in and working on the jugs machine on his off day. Here's Dak Prescott talking about CeeDee Lamb and the work he put in on the off day to clean up those drops.
Yeah, CeeDee's a true pro. Started off right with him after that game, taking accountability, whether it was in the locker room, the players, or whether it was to you guys or the media. But not only just right saying it, coming in that next day, right? We've all heard, right? He was on the jugs, just getting his reps. And, you know, all that doesn't wipe that away, but that just allows you to feel better about the next opportunity that you get. And he's taking the right approaches to do that. And look out for those guys in the back end that have to catch him and cover him. I mean, he's had a hell of a practice, had a hell of an approach, and it's not going to change. It's not like he's been any different, really, than the past. You can just tell just from his demeanor, he wants a little bit of he wants to make up for that.
I'll ask you a question. After the Cowboys lost to the Packers, Micah Parsons had Jordan Love on his podcast. CeeDee Lamb then comes on Micah's podcast like a month later, 2 weeks later, and it ended up being a huge podcast because they ended up talking about kind of the downfall of the season, both of their leadership issues, and CeeDee's like, because there was all eyeballs on the Cowboys at that point. They just had the collapse of the Packers, and Micah was pretty much like, what do you think about, you know, stepping up into a leadership role? And CeeDee's like, man, I got to be better.
Yeah.
I got to be that guy. Like, it's us now. Like, we're the kind of the captains of the team. We're the best players on the team. They said that without saying it. And I was like, okay. And CeeDee Lamb kind of stepped up as far as leadership. Remember, he had the hurt shoulder, played through it, was coaching up the young guys, was saying the right things in the media. I'm asking you, since that day on the podcast with Micah post blowout by Green Bay in the playoffs, where do you think CeeDee Lamb's leadership has come? Good, bad, indifferent, right in the middle, overblown, not talked about enough. Your thoughts?
I think it's like the baby's porridge. It's just right.
Okay.
I mean, what's he going to do after Thursday's game? Mm-hmm. Here's the reality of it, right?
He could chalk it up and just be like, I'm that guy. It's not going to happen again and just continue practicing.
He can't say that.
No, I'm saying by not showing up on the off day. That would be his saying
it. I don't care what he does. Okay? I don't.
Okay.
Go catch passes.
Wow.
All right. Go catch passes on Sunday. I mean, maybe he's got a jugs machine at home. I mean, I guess it's kind of similar to, and I'm going back to the Netflix special. When you tell me that Michael Irvin has death threats and he's out running sprints at the facility, that's what gets me going. Like, that's when I'm like, okay, this dude's a dog. By the way, did you hear his all the smoke conversation? Podcast, Michael Irvin's?
Yes.
With the situation that happened in the Marriott?
No, I didn't listen that detailed, but yeah.
Well, there's a clip of it, right? And Michael Irvin is incredible on so many levels. But to your point, CD, just go out and ball on Sunday.
Okay.
That's all I'm asking. But because here's the thing about last year.
I think there's two forms of leadership, right? There's the leadership of where, hey, look, I just go out and gut things out, which is what he did with the shoulder. But on the flip side of that, and maybe it was a microcosm or a reflection of the way Mike McCarthy ran the team. But remember, before Dak got hurt, how many times did we see him and Dak, CeeDee and Dak, look like those two were not on the same page? Mm-hmm. And maybe it was an offseason thing. Maybe it was because, you know, they both had the contract situations going on. It just felt like, and again, I mean, I'm not overwhelmed by his leadership, but I'm not saying like, hey, this guy's a me guy either, as I guess would be the best way for me to put it.
Okay. Jake, let's go to the guy, CeeDee Lamb. I think we have one more Dak cut. What do we got left with Dak and CeeDee?
Yeah, we got one more. This is what we heard what he told, or we talked about with CeeDee putting in extra work. Here's what he actually told CeeDee Lamb.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm after that game.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop throwing you the ball. That's a game, bro. Same thing I told y'all. It wasn't the best day. It wasn't the best day for CeeDee, and it's understandable. It happens. Hell, I've had him, right? We've all had him. I'm not going to lose confidence in him. And so don't worry. Just keep approaching the way that you're approaching, and you're going to have a bounce back and many of them.
He's confident. CeeDee Lamb will still be getting the same targets.
Well, of course he would. I mean, again, it was unfortunate. Great players have this happen. Now all eyes are going to be on how does 88 respond.
All right, Jake, how does 88 respond?
Well, here's his. I don't have anything on.
I don't know. How does he? Great question. I guess we'll find out on Sunday.
Blake's throwing into audio that we don't have. So I don't know what we're doing here.
That's my fault. If you were CeeDee, what do you think he would say?
I think he would say, "Man, I'm a dog, man. I don't want to have to really prove it again, but I'm an alpha receiver." You see George, you see us, we won A, 1B. And that's not going to happen, man. That's not going to happen again. Trust. I'll see
that's
y'all Sunday.
Pretty on bar, yeah.
Okay. That's pretty good. Yeah. I like that. What do you think George Pickens would say?
Man, George has a lot. I need to listen to him more because his talk is a lot higher than I expected. Like hearing George, like, I think the way that he was portrayed, you think he has some deep kind of groggy voice. Like, yeah. Pretty upbeat with his speech, I would say. Like, he has a pretty, okay. I don't want to say high voice, but he's not like CeeDee is like, you know, just talking. Like, he's pretty low as far as gravelly, kind of under his
you
breath.
Think?
CeeDee's not.
CeeDee?
Yeah, he's not, maybe not gravelly is the wrong word, but he's kind of under his breath with his talking, depending on who he's talking to. George seems a little bit more.
Nasally?
I don't know the word I'm really looking for. We'll have to play a George Pickens cutout at some point, but
we need some George Pickens.
This is what I was trying to do. We'll throw the new guy, Jake, to play the rest of the CD audio that he chooses.
Yeah, let's do that. So CD hasn't had a chance to.
Thought it was funny, Fred? Think it was funny? Think it was really funny? Laughing.
I did.
Laughing
I did.
Real hard over there. Laughing. You're red. You're a tomato right now.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. I enjoyed that. I've had enough.
Well, I'd love to enjoy the audio.
So CD hasn't really had a chance to talk since the Micah trade, so. He had a pretty good answer here about how the locker room reacted to the trade.
Honestly, it sucked. A lot of people on the team, I mean, we're really close with Micah, and he was really good with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? He can relate to a lot of people. He loved to compete. Him as a competitor, him as a player, him as a brother, him as a friend. And overall, like I said, bro, he will be missed for sure by me and a couple other guys that I can name off the top of my head. But, I mean, obviously I'd rather not. But as for him, again, I wish him nothing but the best, and I hope he stays healthy throughout this whole season and go kill it.
I have – now hearing that, I was just thinking about his speech the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does he have a deep voice or does he have a not a deep voice? I feel like it goes back and
forth. I mean, I don't think it's exceptionally deep, no.
Kind of raspy.
It's a raspy, not
raspy.
Deep voice.
There we go.
But it's not – usually we think deep and raspy go hand in hand.
Raspy monotone?
Kind of like an SEC sorority chick, just kind of raspy a little bit.
Wow. 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 They are in the – Oklahoma is in the SEC now.
It is.
But – I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to that clip at all. I was just hearing his voice.
People were pissed.
He won't name certain people, though.
Nah, I get it.
Who are the certain people?
That were mad?
Yeah.
Trayvon? Trayvon said that was his best friend.
I mean, Trayvon? Okay, I don't want to blow it too far out of proportion. I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong,
yeah.
You think that most people did not appreciate Micah as leadershipy, as part of the program.
Yeah.
Like you just said, just Trayvon. You don't think any other players would be sad that he's gone that are important?
I mean, I'm sure there were a handful of guys.
Who do you
that
think? Who comes to mind?
CD.
Okay, we got CD and Diggs out the way. Do you think anybody else on the team cares that Micah left?
Bland. I don't know.
I mean, I would think it's definitely somebody on the defensive side of the ball.
Probably none of the
corner, because it makes their job easier with a good pass rush.
Probably not any of the DNs, right? You would think, like, more reps for
me. I mean, they don't. I mean, well, not just that, but I mean, they're all brand new. Like, you know, maybe
cool.
Sam Williams. Like,
come on, 11.
That love boy for 2 years.
I mean, I'm gonna go with Osa.
Louis Marifau.
Oh, I don't know about Osa though, because I'm sure if you dig in the weeds, there's probably some stuff that he's done that's made Osa's job harder or easier. I don't know.
Well, not just that, but I mean, were they team tank? How many guys were team, you know? I mean, look, I promise you it wasn't. I guarantee you Donovan Wilson and Malik Hooker weren't sending him any goodbye cards. You know, probably dapping him up. Hey, sorry, but.
Probably,
you know,
Jalen Tolbert.
I mean, he's going to be sad about, you know. Oh, man.
Oh, 11.
Why you gonna put more spotlight on me?
Now the question is the 2023 draft.
We could have won that Philly game without you.
Give us one more CD cut before we get out of here.
Yeah, we got one more. So for everybody that knows, Amari Cooper retired last week, and some reporter, shout out to him, he asked CD Lamb what Amari Cooper taught
him. Shout out to that guy.
Yeah, no, for sure. If those who don't know, I'm a student of the game. And again, shout out Coop, bro. I'm a do it. I'm going to give him his flowers for as long as I'm here. And if it wasn't for him, I don't know if I would have been as successful as running routes as I am now. But I've learned so much from him in 2.5 years. And I feel like without him, it's been, I don't know, bro. But I've learned a lot. And again, shout out him. And, man, he taught me how to be a professional, a receiver, and to be dominant in this position.
Shout out him. SOG, student of the game.
He speaks very almost in code.
Now you're reading it? Okay, right. Well, I think the code is just he's younger than you. I don't think. I mean, I understood everything he was saying. Was there something you didn't understand?
No, I'm not saying in code in the sense that he's not using words I don't know. I'm just telling you that it feels like there's always things he wants to say, but then he stops short of saying it.
You know what I mean? You know where I'm going, guys.
Like, there was more, like, again, he was mad about Cooper getting traded the way he did, right? Like, he wants to speak more on things, but he stops himself. And maybe that's the leadership part you're talking about, right? Where he's like, you know, there's more I want to say about this.
But I am a voice of this team, especially with Micah gone. It's him and Dak. If them two talk, those are the most people that are going to get the most views, clicks, people care about.
I mean,
him and Dak.
Hey, when you're getting paid $35 million a year and widely considered the number three overall wide receiver in the National Football League behind Justin Jefferson. I mean, because look, let's call it what it is. Justin Jefferson, even though his stats weren't eye-popping, made some big plays on Monday night.
So did Jamar, 2 catches.
Well, but that's and Jamar didn't, right? I mean, that's the thing. Is
wide receiver one, Quentin Johnston.
Oh, man. Speaking of.
What do we got coming up next?
Speaking of which, new segment, football-wise, all right?
Uh-oh.
We kind of... The higher, the middles, and the misfits.
Nailed it.
I can't read my writing.
Okay, so we're doing Fan After Dark Power Rankings coming up. We're going to give you the top five teams that we think have the best chance to win the Super Bowl, the five teams in the middle of that ranking, and the five worst teams in the NFL. We are workshopping the name, or we're giving it up to you, Tolo. So on the other side, we'll read three names that we really enjoy, other than calling it Fan After Dark Power Rankings. Y'all can send in y'all's names in the rank, and we'll also read them. Picking a name, giving you the five, five, five next on the Fan After Dark.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.